find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Step inside and join your host, Gil Tyree, for a different kind of show. One that takes you into the good, right, and positive things that are happening in the sports world every day. Now, here's your host, Gil Tyree.
And we say good afternoon to you in the East. We're here in the city of Atlanta at the wonderful, wonderful facilities of Georgia Public Broadcasting. And, of course, we will be going for a full hour today. It's our monthly show with the great people for Association of Adapted Sports, Tommy Storms and Bev Vaughn will be joining us with their special guest here today. We'll take you up to the top of the hour. And also, if you're in the Western time zone, it's about 10 o'clock in the morning. We say good morning to you. And if you're in Europe, we say good evening. And all around the continent, all around the world, we say welcome to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Gil Tyree at the helm. And another Monday in the month of October. Here we are, two Mondays in already, and our second Monday is always devoted to the great folks of the Association of Adapted Sports Programs and the aforementioned Bev Vaughn and Tommy Storms. And we say good afternoon, Bev Vaughn. How you doing?
Hi, Gil. We're doing great today. And
is Tommy there, too?
It's a wonderful opportunity to be with you and to share with our listeners the great work that all our coaches and coordinators and schools and high school associations are doing in providing athletic opportunity for students with physical disabilities. So
okay.
Thanks again for the chance to share the story today, Gil.
Well, wonderful stories have been shared, and let's take us the power of what you guys have been able to do through Voice America, and we talk about this story many times, and I want you to tell us about, again, remind us just the importance of the gentleman who was in Japan listening to Voice America and was moved by what you and Tommy are doing and ultimately connected with you guys, and you guys were able to set up a program with him.
That's right. We had a professor from university in Japan who contacted us, had heard about it on the broadcast here through Voice America, and actually came to visit us in the States last spring to our wheelchair football tournament that was held up in Athens, Georgia, where we have all the teams that qualify in our junior varsity and varsity division compete. So he was... he actually had an athlete who was able-bodied that had become injured and wanted to kind of get him back in the game, which is our whole mission of getting folks into the game, back active and engaged in appropriate athletic opportunity. And he came over to visit and spent the whole day with us, and we were able to share some of our training materials with him, a training video, and he's just very interested in going back and setting up a similar type program so they can carry on and get wheelchair football started over in that corner of the world. So
and
it's
again,
been a
folks,
great
this
opportunity.
Is exactly what we're talking about. I mean, the story that Bev was able to share with us is a reminder of what the people of ASP are doing, Tommy and Bev, but more importantly, the power of Voice America and able to get their message out globally. This is a global juggernaut in terms of internet radio and what we're trying to create through the vision of Jeff Spinard and in addition to that, Ray Ellis, who has done a wonderful job in getting people together. And again, with the ASP brand and what they were able to do with Voice America, through VoiceAmericaSports.com, through Sports Talk and the Positive Pub, we're able to create that, okay? The global listeners, 2.7 million people listen okay? And we want to remind you just the importance of what the content of every single program and every single platform here at Voice America is able to do. And I thank Tommy for and Bev for sharing these stories, because they're so important to us. It's a reminder of the positive change that they're doing. And you know, Bev, just another, how can people connect with you?
We recommend people going to our website. It's adaptedsports.org. And there's you know, a contact, a way to contact us, send us an email, or our phone number's up there. There's also a place where you can send an information request if you just want to learn more about what we're doing or how to get involved. www.adaptedsports.org.
All right. And without further ado, I'm going to let Bev Vaughn introduce our first guest here today.
Thanks, Gil. We have joining us in this half hour, we have Gloria Brown. Gloria is with the Muskogee County School District down in Columbus, Georgia. And Gloria has a lot of various roles and responsibilities for their school district's adapted sports program. One of those roles and responsibilities she has is to serve as a coordinator for the program and to help find the kids who are eligible to take part and to make sure her coaches go through our required training program and work with our sports manager on scheduling and just a whole variety of different things that Gloria does. She does a great job for the program down at Muskogee County School District. They have a really good program down there and a lot of good support through their athletic department. And so we welcome Gloria, and we're currently in our wheelchair handball season, where we have students with physical disabilities that compete in manual chairs and power chairs. So this is a great opportunity, we felt, to bring Gloria on board here and spend some time with us, just telling us, Gloria, a little bit more about what you do as the coordinator there and the impact the program has on your students, and you know, just share all the positive things that are going on with your local program, and we welcome you to the show today.
Thank you. Well, basically what you've already said, we, through you all, have been able to give the students a chance to do, like many other so-called, we'll say, able-bodied, as they get the opportunity to participate in athletics. And for them, it also gives them a sense of normalcy, and for them, this is big. Anybody wants to belong. Everybody wants to feel worthwhile. Everybody wants to be accepted. And here, it gives our kids that opportunity. In another area, they get to be athletes. And for many of them, without the program that ASP has done and we are able to jump on in the district, this would be an impossibility. So it's absolutely my pleasure to work to get students to join our group and come out and work with coaches who absolutely feel that is one of the best areas to coach. And my duties include, just like you said, we try to get the coaches, we coordinate with our higher-ups in the athletic department who are very supportive of our program here. Our program is supported solely pretty much by our athletic department. We don't have to go out and drum up support through fundraisers that much, because they're ready to help us out.
That's wonderful, Gloria. That's absolutely wonderful.
Okay.
How can we connect with you down in Muskogee County? And you're reaching a worldwide audience. People all across the world are listening and really are impacted by the wonderful, wonderful things you guys are doing in Muskogee County and in and around Columbus. Tell everybody exactly how people can connect with you via email, Facebook, or Twitter, or any social networking.
Our district, Muskogee County School District, and it's MS Muskogee County School District at k12.ga.us.
Okay. And, all right. So it's www, and then you add those in, and
yes.
Then people can connect with you via that way. Correct.
Correct.
Okay. Let me ask you this, and I want to piggyback off of what Bev had talked about. The fact that you are able to convince these wonderful, splendid athletes, they're just as important, if not more so, than able-bodied, and how you've been able to do that successfully.
Yeah. Go ahead, Gloria. Uh-huh.
Go ahead, ask your question, then I'll jump in there.
No, I was just, and I wanted you to talk, too, and segueing on Gil's question about the power chair users, too, because a lot of times, these kids are not seen and sort of isolated, and so it brings all those kids together. But go right ahead, Gloria. That's a great question for Gil.
Well, with our power chair students, you know that they are students that have most, even with all our manual chairs, they are the students with the least mobility. They sometimes can't use both arms if not either, and barely have movement of the hand. Parents have talked to me about how they would run into walls and everything at the house. And when they came to our program, they were able to learn how to maneuver, be more conscious of maneuvering and getting around. We are at a point where we have power chair students who are just key to our game. They are able to come in here and use those chairs and be great defenders, although they may not be able to score the point in handball. So these kids are able to connect with a sense of pride and normalcy just by being a part of something that they wouldn't normally be a part of. With the wheelchair, the power chairs as well, just having the opportunity to come out, some of the parents have shared with me that although, of course, they're normal, but in some ways they don't have the same opportunities. And the parents have just shared with me how students are just changed by the fact that they have something now to talk about other than the norm. So this has been a positive for our students.
Bev?
This is just having a great impact, Gil and Gloria, to all the students. It's great to hear these affirmations and the positive impact, and really to have the opportunity to share with our listeners, especially on your show, Gil, Sports Talk at the Positive Pub through Voice America, because these are just kids that are really kind of forgotten. These are kids that we need to remember, like Gloria's pointed out, they really are normal other than having a physical disability. And so a lot of them are in regular education or mainstreamed into regular classrooms, but because of the fact that they use a wheelchair for mobility, they can't be integrated on an able-bodied athletic team. So what our organization has been able to do is to come in and work with local school districts and state high school associations in adding these programs to athletic offerings to give these kids a chance to get out. And it's great that parents are able to share with our coaches and coordinators, the changes they're seeing in their children. That's really what it's all about right there.
No question, and I've said this many times that, Bev Vaughn and Tommy Storms are two angels who were put on this earth to do God's work, and they're doing it in more ways than one. The model program, of course, is the epicenter of the good works they're doing is clearly here in the great state of Georgia, but more importantly, programs have been set up in the states of Florida, Kentucky, New Jersey, and of course, at the top of the show, Bev talked about the connection with the country of Japan and what these two ladies, wonderful ladies, have been able to do. And we are so honored and we're so blessed by their appearance on this program every second Monday in the month to give you guys exactly worldwide a snapshot of what they're able to do and what they've done, and hearing Gloria here today just echo those sentiments is a wonderful, wonderful testimony to the great work that Tommy and Bev there are doing. We will have Bev in our first half hour along with Gloria, and coming up in our second half hour, we will have the opportunity to check in with Tommy just in terms of getting an update more and more about what the wonderful people at ASP are doing. We're going to take a break. More on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Bev Vaughn and her wonderful guests and the great people at Muskogee County. We'll be right back after these very important messages on VoiceAmericaSports.com.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Welcome to Inside the Trenches, everyone, the interactive show that is sweeping across the nation here on Voice America Sports Simply with your host, 12-year pro football veteran, yes, of course, the voice of America, R. Cal Trula. We're bringing it to you today, starts at noon, and so does Inside the Trenches, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you the ins and outs, letting you know what's going on in and around sports and also in and around your neck of the woods. So if you want to be on the show and you want to be a part of the show, simply go to InsideTheTrenches.com and let's make this thing happen for you. The interactive show that is sweeping across the nation. Inside the Trenches, your show.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
It's about 18 minutes past the hour, and of course, we work our way to the top of the hour. This week, of course, devoted, the majority of the hour, devoted to the great folks of ASP, Bev Vaughn, and Tommy Storms. And just a reminder, you can contact us here. If you want to ask a question of Tommy, Bev, or their guest here today, 888-346-9144. A reminder, you can go to our website at www.positivepub.com. Listen to all the content, all the interviews that we've done, and just look and peruse our website and see the great stories that we've put together for you to remind you of just the great work of people who are doing in the world, okay? People who are doing it because they don't look for any type of accolade. All they're doing is to make a difference, because like I said, when we go up top, when we leave this earth, we're going to be asked the question, what did you do when you were here? Okay. What did you do to affect change in a positive way? Okay. And I can't say this enough. When we bring on people like Bev Vaughn and Tommy Storms, the contributions that they're making, not only in the states that they work with, but also globally. Okay. And it's important for you to be around people who are uplifting and positive. And that's why we have this show. You get turned off by the negativity. If people want to stay stuck, that's their problem. It's not yours. We come here because we want to uplift and challenge people in a positive way. So you get an opportunity to connect with us at www.positivepub.com. I want to get feedback from you. And again, coming up next week, we have some great shows. We hope to connect with former baseball player and doing great things now in the city of Atlanta, and his son is playing in the National League Championship Series right now, and Cecil Fielder. We hope to connect with him. Wonderful story. And some things in his life that he would like to talk about that he's not proud of, but he's making a difference in helping people now. Okay, so all of that being said, next week here on Sports Talk of the Positive Hub. In the meantime, we go back to Bev. And again, at the bottom of the hour, we'll check in with Tommy Storms. Bev, I get so pumped up and I get into it. So I got to talk about it because people need to know exactly the type of people we have on the program, the people that are doing what's right.
We are so grateful to you and Sports Talk at the Positive Pub and all the great folks at Voice America and Ray Ellis and everybody that works there with you behind the scenes just to help get the good word out. And you're so right. I mean, it is so important to hear, you know, the positive stories that are going on in our communities, and we're just thrilled to be able to be on your show and bring forth our coaches and coordinators and partners and all the great folks we work with.
Exactly.
You know, and just helping kids have a chance to play sports just like any other kid.
Right, and that they matter and that they count and they're gifts.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. They've not been forgotten. That's right.
They're not to be on the sidelines, that they matter too. And
that's right.
So, you know, and I'm, like I said, and I can't say it enough, that's the reason why I'm honored that you guys are on this program, that you're able to bring guests on here who are making a difference.
Yeah,
and they don't ask for anything out of this. They do it because they're doing it because they love, and they love deeply, and they want to help, and they want to make a difference.
That's true, and I would encourage everyone who's listening to check out our website at www.adaptedsports.org and take a look at our 1 to 2 minute videos of the kids playing sports. You'll definitely get inspired, and you know, we encourage you to reach out, send us an information request, or send us an email with your questions, or find out how you can get involved, start a program in your school district or community to really make a difference. Gloria, we want to welcome you back, too. We have Gloria Brown, who's our adapted sports coordinator. She's with Muskogee County School District down in Columbus, Georgia. And, you know, once you get involved in this program, Gloria, I'm guessing that it's, you know, it not only changes these kids' lives and the families and, you know, their ability to even do better in the classroom, but I'd say it's fair to say it's changed all of our lives, you know, coaches and coordinators. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I've coached from basketball, track, volleyball, all able-bodied, and this is the absolute best coaching experience I've ever had, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on this program. I've said that to many people, because you learned what's really important, and you get to meet some great kids as well as great parents. My experience with our program here is when we play, the parents are so excited to see the kids out there. Kids are so excited to be out there. The parents aren't the normal parents that we see when we have some of the so-called able-bodied competitions. They're very friendly. They know what's important, and that is just contagious. So it's just not me. My coaching staff is of the same mind. They think this is just a great opportunity to work with another group that's special.
And again, our opportunity to talk to Gloria and to Bev here this afternoon or this morning, wherever you are in the country this evening or in the world, is 888-346-9144. Bev, can you help us be able to, if people want to get in contact with you and with Gloria, how are we able to do that?
I think the best way is to start at our website. It's www.adaptedsports.org, and you can send us an email or fill out an information request if you want to learn more. You can contact Gloria. She'll be glad to give out her way to contact her in just a second. But also, if you contact us, we can get a message on to Gloria or a question for you, from you to Gloria, if you'd like to do it that way. So there are different ways. We're also on Facebook. Folks can connect with us there, Gil. So a variety of ways that people can reach out to us to learn more. And Gloria, can you give us your contact again?
Like you said, probably the best way is to go through you. But if you want to get me directly, I'd be happy to get
emails through the district will get to me, but it takes a little longer. But gbrown@muskogee.k12.ga.us. That's a bunch.
You may want to spell Muskogee. In terms of people being able to listen, because we are worldwide, it would be tough for them to Google, and they can Google it too. But if you can just spell that for us, we greatly appreciate it.
Muskogee is Muscogee.
All right.
Yeah. Beth? Good point, Gil.
Yes, Beth.
Yeah. So Gloria, just share briefly, and we've got just another couple of minutes here before we go to another break, I'm guessing. But, if you could tell our listeners out there, if you could, help them understand and encourage them to start a program or learn more of what they can do to get their kids involved, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to look at their need, and I'm sure it's there because every district has students that are in the manual or the power chairs. And then go to whoever, in our case it would be our athletic department to start, and ask them about getting that started and get your media involved so that you can get the word out and get the parents involved. Find a couple of parents from those kids to get things going, because parents have a power that sometimes we don't. So whatever way they can get it, it is very important to get it started, because these kids would not have the opportunity to participate in the athletic world, so to speak, without this venue.
That's right. And that's a good point. I think it's helpful for school districts and administrators to hear from the parents that this is important to them and that they'd like to have a program available for their students in their school district. And then they can circle back around to us. Gil, we have a membership opportunity for local school districts, much like state high school associations do, so that we provide the governance and the oversight and the policies, rules, regulations, where all these teams can interface and make it just like high school sports for our able-bodied teams. So in addition to wheelchair handball, we provide wheelchair basketball, wheelchair football, and then we have a wheelchair track and field division with the State High School Association.
And again, take us through what a day is like for Gloria Brown. You start out with Gloria, and then tell us a day in the life of what you do.
The day in my life, I start off teaching middle school health and physical education, and then after school we coordinate with my coaches, and they pick up our adaptive players in practice, and get back up that morning and work for the week, and on Saturdays they're ready to compete because the parents ready for them to compete too, because they tell me they're ready for them to shut up. So let's get to that Saturday so we can play.
And all summer they're wondering when we're starting handball season. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
How is the relationship? I mean, the cooperation from parents. We see so many parents these days that micromanage. You see it a lot in football in terms of coaching and what have you. Coaches are not able to do what they're set out to do, because this is I tell people all the time, parenting and coaching are thankless jobs, but people do it because they love it. But the one thing I see more and more are parents trying to micromanage what coaches and administrators are trying to do, which I think is just totally irresponsible and inappropriate. And, because at the end of the day, you know how to do your job better than they know how to tell you how to do it. So ultimately, do you see that as a problem as you guys move forward in what you've been able to do?
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, go ahead, Gloria.
As far as our program and our parents, as I've explained before, are different than the able-bodied parents. They don't try to micromanage our program. They're so happy to have this program for their child. They're just the most supportive that we could ever ask for.
Go ahead. What were you going to say? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, Gil, I think just basically segueing there on what Gloria was saying, I think the parents who have kids involved in this program are just so excited their kids have an opportunity that it kind of brings back when, you know, when we all grew up playing sports for the love of playing, and everyone kind of, we really work very hard, Gil, in our coaching trainings and our parent-teacher workshops to encourage our fans and parents and spectators to really support all the kids that are out there. You know, whether it's the Muskogee Lion team competing, you know, if they're competing against a team from the Atlanta metro area that, that if a kid, you know, a kid has a good performance or a kid scores a goal, you know, we try to encourage good sportsmanship all around and, have everyone cheering for the kids. So it's, built, like you said, Gil, building everybody up, just being positive. Of course, it's sports and it's competitive, so we have some emotions, you know, run high occasionally, but people pretty quickly get those back in check. And like Gloria said, at the end of the day, everybody realizes the impact, the importance, and it's like one big family together and the support of the programs to the kids, because ultimately that's the most important thing that's going on here.
Well, that's always going to be an issue, you know, in terms of that, just the fact that what you talked about earlier. But you know, to put a wrap on this conversation, and again, I want to say this, Gloria, you're welcome on this program. Welcome back anytime. You know, a half hour goes fast, especially when you're having fun, but more importantly, when it's becoming informative and it's making a positive difference, and that's what we do on this program. How, again, can people connect with you? And also, Bev, give out your information as well.
This is Bev. People can connect with us, Gil, by going to our website. It's www.adaptedsports.org. We have an information request section there, or people can send us an email. We're also on Facebook, and feel free to send questions or comments, and we'd be glad to address them.
All right, we're going to take a break right now. On the other side, we want to say thanks to Gloria and the great folks down in Muskogee County in Columbus for joining us on this program. Coming up on the other side, we're going to check in with Tommy Storms and see what's up with her and her guest here on Sports Talk and the Positive Pub with the wonderful people from the Association of Adapted Sports, Bev Vaughn and Tommy Storms, here on the great VoiceAmericaSports.com on Sports Talk and the Positive Pub. We'll be right back. Our great producer, Matt Weidman, is at the controls here today. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Play ball! If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, Talking Baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Sports have become a big part of everyone's lives today. We all have that team that we live and breathe to follow. We watch hours of football on TV, play Madden Sports on our gaming system, and our wives can't seem to tear us from the couch. If this sounds like you, or if you're a football wife who wants a few words, we want to hear from you. Listen for Life, Love, and Sports, featuring your host, Ron Dixon. Ron takes you inside the world of sports and finds out what you, the fan, are talking about today. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports. This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
And again, we want to say thank you to Gloria Brown of Muskegee County, and, of course, the great folks at Columbus. Always like to get over there to talk to them, and joining us here on our program today, Sports Talk of the Positive Pub, with the wonderful folks of the Association of Adapted Sports, of course, Bev Vaughn and Tommy Storm's doing a great job. Just a reminder to let you know, a lot's going on in the world of sports. And normally we do this at the top of the hour, but I said at the bottom of the hour. The talks between the NBA owners and the Players Union continue. They are kind of cautiously optimistic, but no movement at this point. But both sides have set today to try to get something done, a deal. They still have not dealt with the Morton, the biggest issue as it relates to getting a deal done, and that's the revenue sharing and the percentages of that. The players want a 50-50 split. The owners want a 50-50 split, can deal with that, but the players are trying to get to, they say 53 would be negotiable, and last time, with the last CBA, they had a 57% percentage, so it's going to be interesting to see how that moves forward. In baseball, the American League Championship Series, Game 2 rained out yesterday. They'll try to get it done today. That's Detroit and Texas. That's the early game on Fox. And later it will be Milwaukee against St. Louis. The Brewers trying to go up 2-0 in that series by virtue of their 9-6 victory yesterday. And, of course, Monday Night Football tonight, the Detroit Lions with an opportunity to go 5-0 host the Chicago Bears in Detroit tonight. So all of that being said, lots going on. And, you know, just in the world of sports and everything and all that and then some. We bring back Bev Vaughn, and Bev, let's introduce our second guest for this second half hour.
Okay, well, the second half hour we're joined by Richard McIntyre, and Richard is our coordinator coach down in Meriwether County School District, down in the Warm Springs area of the state of Georgia. And welcome, Richard. We're glad you could join us today. You doing okay?
Just fine.
Good. So
how you doing, Richard?
We thought we'd have you speak to us a little bit about your program down in Meriwether County School Districts. We just finished talking with Gloria Brown, your counterpart there in Muskogee in Columbus, Georgia. And,
The big difference with our program is we're a regional program. Meriwether County is a rural county. The county only has roughly 23,000 people in it, so we don't have the population really disabled kids to support the program, so we have to draw from the counties around us in order to have enough to play a team. So we have about seven counties that we draw from. Usually the majority of them are from Meriwether County, but then roughly 50% comes from the other counties too.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Gil, that's a good thing, I think, to point out to our listeners is a lot of times when we think about these programs, people typically think, well, we can definitely set these programs up in our larger metropolitan areas of our state because we have the population base of students with physical disabilities. But how do we go about setting up our programs in more rural areas of the state? And, Richard, you made a great point in how that can happen and having other counties feed into your program, and we're really glad that you all are able to do that. And you all really have had quite a successful run down in your area, even given that you don't have the population or the numbers as some of the other districts do. Can you share with us sort of the, just tell us a little bit about your program there and the impact it's had on the kids and some of your great successes you've had as a coach and coordinator of that program over the years?
Well, I started back in 2001. I was a PE teacher and was asked to come in as a coach, and I said, I haven't got any idea, but I'll give it a try. And now you couldn't pry it out of my fingers if you wanted to. But the whole thing is we are very lucky to have the people in Meriwether County at our school board and our superintendent who support us as much as they can, especially with the economic conditions that hit all school districts across the state. It's particularly hard for a small county, rural county, to support a program like this. But we get it done, and a lot of that is done, of course, by our parents, too. We have a lot of fundraisers down here. And, of course, it's a little harder down here because we just don't have the population to go out to get funds from that you might have in a metro area. But we've had some very good players on our team. We emphasize teamwork. We emphasize giving everybody a chance. And it's worked in our favor because sometimes we've come up against teams who had one or two star players, and we could key on them, whereas they could not key on us because we try to get any of our players to score, and they usually do. Back when I started, we were having a tough time competing, but we worked our way up, and in 2004, what we called wheelchair soccer at that time, now it's handball, we went to the national championships out in San Diego and got the national junior varsity championship. That was terrific for the kids and everybody, and the trip was great too. Then in 2007, I don't know there's too many teams in any sport that could claim that they were the state champions of three separate sports. We were champions in basketball, in soccer, and in football that calendar year. So we've had great success that way. A lot of our kids can't stay away. Even when they graduate, they come back and help the team. It's just amazing what you can do. That's the kind of thing that really makes me have such a great contact with it. Because I've seen kids, not only the things that normal sports address, and we do that. We help kids not just in getting the teamwork thing, but they prolong their lives with the exercise and the competition that they do. And some of our kids have really succeeded academically because they had to go ahead and put some more effort into it. I've got a kid now who probably wouldn't be ready to graduate next year if he hadn't had our program, because he wanted to play so bad that he had to get on the books.
You know, and these again, Bev, the story that Richard is so eloquently discussing with us here today. These are the norm. I mean, these are people that are, the strong partnership between the parents, the positive difference in pushing these kids to make them feel good about themselves. Just the value of community partnerships. All of this is interwoven to get the type of wonderful results that you see with the programs you're doing with ASP.
That's exactly right. It's so important, and it takes some work, it takes some effort, but once the programs are set up, as Richard has indicated, they continue year after year through the dedication, hard work, and commitment, support of everyone, from the superintendent to the teachers, to the coaches, the parents, and once those kids get an opportunity, just like any other kid, to get involved in school sports, then it has such a tremendous impact on their lives for health and educational reasons. And this is something, our organization wants to see in every state throughout this country, because we've solved this problem of how to make it happen. Now we just need to get the word out, and through your program, Gil, Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, and Voice America has given us that opportunity and this wonderful partnership that you've enabled us to just share more with folks that this is going on and it is possible and that it can happen. So, again, we just thank you all so much, and are grateful to you, Richard, for being on with us to share your story and your program story, with our listeners, and how it's impacting the students down in your area of the state, too. So,
Richard, how can people connect with you? Do you have a website and your email address if they want to know more about what you guys are doing?
Okay, we don't have a website right now, but we do have an email account. It's WGA Wolverines, that's all in lowercase, at yahoo.com. Or they can do snail mail at P.O. Box 632, Manchester, 31816. And we'd be grateful for anything, because that's one thing that's tough with us. We have to spread our fundraising pretty thin.
Well, let's take a break, and we'll be back with more. Bev Vaughn, our special guest here today, the wonderful people at the Association of Adapted Sports, will be do a reset, and we'll let our great producer, Matt Weidman, know that we'll be back after these very important messages on VoiceAmericaSports.com, Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, on a Monday. How you doing? Like to hear from you. 888-346-9144. We'll be right back after this.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you ready for an old school in your face discussion of professional college and high school football? Tune in for talk on a variety of football related topics on the program From Under the Helmet with Derek Kennard.
You will hear the week's headlines and straight talk from the hosts and weekly guests that are personal and provocative.
From Under the Helmet is broadcast every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Got it! With 2.8 seconds left
to left.
I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
All right, back here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, we work our way to the top of the hour. Just a reminder, you can look at our content at www.positivepub.com. You can also get a re-air of this program here today. You go to Voice America, voiceamericasports.com/sportstalkatthepositivepub. There you will see a link. You can listen to our content from today's show. You can listen to our many shows that we've had on a wonderful platform that we've been given by Jeff Spinard and Ray Ellis. And just be a fan. You can join our Twitter and Facebook pages and listen to what we're doing here. I mean, the Ask People, you know, Tommy Storms and Bev Vaughn, just two of the many. We've had great testimonies on here. We had Glenn Yankowski, who made his testimony, and of course, Tim Worley, you know, who's doing wonderful things with his ministry in Huntsville, Alabama, so former University of Georgia player. So all that being said, we have so many different things. We had a wonderful testimony 2 weeks ago from Gabe Mahares, who's out in Phoenix, Arizona. He's doing great things with his prison ministry, and just a lot of great stories. You know, Amy Jake Josephson, who's doing stuff with her yoga game and has a global platform in what she's trying to do in creating therapeutic results through the work of yoga and what have you. So all these programs are available. Just go to our program, and we have where we're able to let you know and navigate through and peruse the website. And we have the e-card, so you can look at the e-cards, and they give you a show description. A show description of what shows are there, and basically describe who's on and what we talk about. So those opportunities available for you, again, at www.positivepub.com, and look at the story, our story list on there, and /sports talk at the Positive Pub. In addition to that, go to voiceamericasports.com. We have Bev Vaughn, and Bev, you can reset our program here today, and our guest in our second half hour. Of course, we want to say thank you again to Gloria Brown, Muskegee County in Columbus, for being our guest in the first half hour.
second half hour, we have Richard McIntyre. Richard's a coach and our area coordinator for Meriwether County School Districts down in the area of Warm Springs, Georgia. And Richard's been sharing with us the work that he does down in that county, and that they mentioned they have 7 counties that feed into his program. They're more of a regional type program, but this is one another way to remove the barriers to participation for these students with physical disabilities to be involved in athletics in our rural part of the state. So, Richard, welcome back, and we'll just continue along with if you would like to continue to share more about your program or how you guys have had an impact on helping to share the good work here in the state about the program. You want to tell us a little
right.
bit about that?
And Bev, but first I want to just mention key on something that Jill said. Uh-huh. Fans, it's important. You know, the people listening now can get a taste of it, but if they really want to understand what we're doing and get a feel for it, they need to come on our games. You don't know what we're doing until you get there and see what incredible athletes these kids can be in wheelchairs. It's mm-hmm. just a fantastic thing. To get back to what you said about spreading, we have a unique situation, too. Since we're drawn from all these different counties, we can't do our practicing during school day. We have to practice after the school. And since we're taken from such distances, and the parents or the kids themselves have to provide transportation to the practice. We practice once a week, and we practice at Warm Springs. That gives us another base because we get a lot of kids that come in and have never had any experience with wheelchair sports. They're coming into Warm Springs for rehabilitation, but they get an opportunity to play, too. And also some kids that have played on other teams across the state get a chance to continue playing. But I guess something that we're real proud of, and since you just talked to Gloria, we had a kid that played on our team for years, and then he had to move down to Columbus, and he wanted to play again, and he and his parents were one of the organizing factors in getting Columbus started. We had another kid whose parents wanted him in. They traveled clear from Warner Robins to Warm Springs to practice with us, and now they've been one of the organizing factors in Houston County having a team. So we're very proud that we had a little part to do with organizing or getting 2 more programs started across the state. We just wish we could start, you know, all over the state, particularly southern and northern Georgia, we think are kind of left out right now.
You know, we have 5 good minutes left. Excuse me, in this program here today, and again, Richard, I want to say thank you. In addition to that, I want us to say thank you to Gloria. But we have 5 more minutes to kind of, you know, put a wrap, Bevan. I'm going to let you and Richard kind of get, you know, a lot of things in relative to how people can connect with you again, and just the mission statement of what you guys have been able to do already in terms of what Aspen and the programs in the neighboring states, of course, Florida, Kentucky, and what you're doing in New Jersey, in addition to that, what you've just set up globally in Japan, and also here in the great state of Georgia.
Right. Well, thanks, Gil. And people can connect with us. I would suggest going to our website. It's www.adaptedsports.org. And as Richard mentioned, if you're in another state or you can't get to a game here in Georgia, then you can go on our website, and we have video about a 1 to 2 minute video clips of all the sports that we offer, and you'll get to see the kids competing there. It's a good way to connect with us. We have an informational request form on there if you want to send us your questions or just learn more about how you might be able to start a program in your area. We'd certainly encourage it. The program is growing, as Gail, you mentioned, in other states, working with Florida High School Association, the Kentucky High School Association. New Jersey has passed some legislation to get their local programs going, and so as people learn more and more about the program and through a fantastic forum as we have here today with you on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub and Voice America, reaching out to all your listeners worldwide. We've had the gentleman, professor in Japan, interested in starting wheelchair football, so it just continues to help us to get the positive word out about the impact these programs have on students with physical disabilities participating in athletic programs during their school experience.
Mm-hmm. And we continue, Bev, to grow your mission statement. I mean, this is what it's all about. Great people like Gloria, great people like Richard who are on this program, who are doing it because they believe in what's going on and they're making a difference. And
great kids.
Richard, how challenge us here before we let you go. How can we help to make your job a whole lot easier, but more importantly, keep and being encouragers to what the great work you guys are doing in your respective communities?
I'll tell you what, just make this available to the kids. We're not getting through to all the kids we'd like to. There are so many kids that are in between. They don't qualify for a Special Olympics. Their disability doesn't allow them to play regular sports. If they get with us, they can have all the benefits of that, and it's great. I just graduated a girl who beat the killer type of meningitis. She went through the program for 8 years. She's now in college. I just think, you know, it's something we can do for the kids. That's why I'm in it, not for me, not for anything else, but for just the great feeling I get from seeing these kids succeed.
And just hearing you and the passion and more importantly, in your voice and what you want to do, Richard, just motivates us even more to stand alongside, to be soldiers with you and Gloria, to do the great work that you're doing along with Tommy and Bev to make a difference not only in Georgia, but also in the great United States and even more so worldwide, globally. And that's why you're here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. And we thank Voice America for giving us the platform to do that, because at the end of the day, we want to affect change globally, positive change globally. And Bev, again, how can people connect with you?
People can go to our website, Gil. It's www.adaptedsports.org, and take a look at the website. We have a lot of good information on there that I think people will find helpful. Folks that have questions or want to contact us, we have an informational request that they can send in for additional information.
Richard, I'm going to give you the last word. You got under 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm just going to give you the address again on the Internet, WGA Wolverines at yahoo.com. We'd be glad to converse with you.
All right. For Richard and Gloria and also Bev and Tommy, this is Gil Tyree saying so long from the great city of Atlanta, the great facility at Georgia Public Broadcasting, and also to our great producer, Matt Weidman, today, who was out in the valley in the sun, who always, day in and day out, every Monday, does a great job in getting everything together and bring us to the opportunity to share with you on this wonderful day. We'll see you next week for another edition of Sports Talk at the Positive Pub at voiceamericasports.com. We say au revoir, and we'll see you next week.
That's another show. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific for Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. Keep your week positive.